Well, good morning, and a pleasure to say good morning to Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, nice start to the season. In a lot of ways, it was an opener down in Jacksonville. Offense had some struggles and put some drives together. Defense gave up a couple but made your huge play at the end. And bottom line, 1-0. Good start.
Definitely. A good football game, really, versus a very good football team and some extreme elements. So a lot to draw from the football game. It's a good start for us.
Mike, I'm amazed at the data you guys compile physiologically. I mean, you know, you cut practice short a little bit on Wednesday because of the recovery needed from that extreme game in Jacksonville. How much goes into charting everything about, you know, bodies, recoveries? I know you spent an awful lot of time on that.
Definitely. I think what you've learned over time is, you know, not only the ability to collect more data, but really the development of the filter of what to do with the data. Because what I see now in this, you know, this football technology and analytics is people overreact to the data. You can't live by it. It's not an exact science, but you have to develop the filter and really have the conversations, and you can really do a better job of tailoring individuals' needs to make sure you don't hit a hurdle that you don't want to cross, particularly this early in the season. So it's been really good, and it's confirmed most of the things that we already have in place. But it's made us better. It's given us a chance to train our players smarter.
Yeah, amazing how far science has taken you guys in the game of football, isn't it? A big week this week for David Bakhtiari. You got to be thrilled. You got your left tackle locked up.
Oh, yeah, extremely excited for David. It's well-deserved. He's done everything you could ask from a young player to, you know, developing, going to his fourth year. So he's played from day one and has played very well for us.
Going off to Minnesota, brand-new ballpark. Do you do anything when you enter a stadium for the first time, check out the facilities a little earlier, get to the game a little earlier, just kind of get your bearings in a new ballpark?
We've discussed going over there on Saturday. Just frankly, with it being a night game, we didn't think the roof would be an issue as far as seeing the ball, particularly on kickoffs and punts. If it's a day game, I may feel differently. But anytime you play in a facility for the first time, you'll see most players on the first bus, and they'll be out there early, you know, just checking their shoes and make sure the surface is make sure they're ready to go and handle the football. Because, every stadium's different the way the ball looks, you know, when it's traveling based on the backdrop and so forth. So it's something that we feel confident that we can accomplish in pregame.
Yeah, whether you're in a billion-dollar building or TCF Bank or the old Met, it's still the Vikings, Mike. This is a great rivalry, big game. I know they lost Teddy Bridgewater, but it's still Adrian Peterson and Mike Zimmer's defense you're going to have to deal with.
Definitely. It's always a... an exciting game to compete in. They're an excellent football team, and there'll be, challenges that we haven't seen yet. That's the beauty of playing early in the season. It's division football. These are the hardest games to play in each and every year, division games on the road.
All right, well, let's put on a good primetime show and get number two.
All righty, Mark. Have a great day.